Jazz singer Carolyn Lenhart will turn Wharton Center's Jackson Lounge into a jazz club next Wednesday. She'll be putting on two performances that night. This would be tonight, right? Tonight, to benefit East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. WKAR's Melissa Benmark caught up with her this week to ask what kinds of material she'll be performing at her Wharton gig.
You'll be hearing some music from my latest release, which is called Ties of Yesterday. And I'm a huge fan of Charles Mingus, so we'll probably do a song or two of his. We'll be doing some standards as well, you know, from the American Songbook, but things that I've rearranged, some originals. And then we'll probably do a song or two by Donald Fagen or Walter Becker. Of Steely Dan. I definitely don't do any of the hits. I'm so used to hearing them in their best forms. There's no reason to, you know, cover them. But they each have these little amazing nuggets they just don't ever do live. And one is a song that they never even released. The one song that I recorded on my recent CD, which was a tune written by Donald alone, I think he wrote it for a soundtrack or something. It was like a demo for a soundtrack. I heard it and I loved it. And I not only did he give me permission to sing it, but I really wanted to change, like, rearrange the whole tune. So I said, can I take this, sing it, and can I, like, put it into, you know, 7/4? Would you let me totally reorchestrate it? He said, yeah, sure.
Since you left me, darling, the city doesn't feel right. On the street, the music stopped and the lights seemed half. Is bright without your love. This old town's no fun at all.
I got very lucky, and he loved the finished product. So that, to me, letting me, you know, monkey around with his song was even more impressive to me that he gave me that artistic freedom than even letting me, you know, just sing it. But you know, it's really tricky when you're dealing with iconic voices such as Donald's and also Walter Becker's. I mean, Walter isn't as well known for singing, but he's got an amazing sound, and he's released some solo albums on his own. And you know, you got to be really careful when you start picking up music like that performed by people like that. You know, and thinking you can add something that's new or perhaps even better to it. That's you have to go into those moments very humbly.
Sure. You do a lot of singing in clubs, it sounds like. And and for those of us who don't do that, we have this idea of this very intimate space and maybe a lot of regulars. And I'm just curious, what is club singing in 2013 really like?
Well, you know, the term club is so, it really depends on the club. I mean, the thing is, I grew up with my dad, who's a noted, you know, bassist and composer and singer-songwriter. His name is Jay Lenhart, and he's just has been and continues to be such a profound influence on me as a person, as an artist, if you're going to use that word. But even though he is a solo performer, he is also a brilliant sideman. And I really watched him when I was a child being a wonderful sideman, so I kind of have that mentality of, I love my solo project, but I also love working with other groups when people call me and ask me to, you know, fit into their project and try something. So as a result, I feel really lucky that I get called to do that kind of a thing. And when I sing in clubs, it can be in a variety of circumstances. I mean, there's a club I perform in these days with this group. It's like a neo-soul group. And it's down on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, you know, and some nights there's tons of people there, just listening. Sometimes there are just people hanging out drinking, and, you know, it's complete background music. To me, the whole moment is fun. You know, I love making music in different incarnations and with different people. So that can go from really having the audience's attention to, you know, having people just walk through to go downstairs to another room or something. In the jazz clubs, obviously, people tend to sit down and on the whole be much more respectful. So that, in that sense, it can really, you can take them on a journey more because you have their full attention. But, you know, I always feel like, listen, if it's always the places where you start feeling like, oh, nobody's listening and it doesn't really matter what I do. where, you know, someone will come up afterwards and say, oh my God, I never liked jazz and I just don't even like live music, but you sound amazing and you've just opened the world to me. So I've learned to never take any performing moment for granted, because just when you think no one's listening is when you might move someone the most, you know. So in that sense, it's really cool to go into all different kinds of clubs and just, and see what happens, you know.
Carolyn Lenhart, thanks for joining us, and thanks for coming to East Lansing.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to get there.